This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Well, we're back in ordinary time. An ordinary time spans two-thirds of the liturgical year. And I think this is significant because during this time, through the scriptures, we learn about our special calling, that being Christians. It is during this time that Jesus teaches us what it means to be his followers. We get a chance to know Jesus more deeply and try to pattern our lives to his. And needless to say, it takes a lifetime. Last Sunday, we celebrated the feast of the baptism of Jesus, as told by Matthew. This week, the story is told by John. It is interesting to note the difference between these two versions. In Matthew, the witness who testifies to Jesus is God the Father. And in today's gospel, the Father remains silent. It is John the Baptist who testifies about Jesus. And this difference has implications for us. John is telling the world, and he's telling you and me, that Jesus is the Son of God, but much, much more. Now let's take a closer look at the statement. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. What does that statement really say? I believe that this statement tells us why God sent his Son, the Lamb, to us. The reason being is to take away the sins of the world. If our greatest need was knowledge, I'm sure God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need was for technology, he would send a scientist. If our greatest need was for pleasure, he would send an entertainer. But our greatest need is for forgiveness. God sent his Son, the Savior. Now let's stop and think a moment. We live at a time where there are more shades of gray in our moral color chart. And because I think we have a tendency also to downplay or maybe even deny sin. For example, people no longer lie. They just juggle the facts, stretch the truth. Oh, it was only a little white lie. It doesn't matter what size it was or what color it was, it still was a lie. People no longer steal. They rip off, lift, and maybe they redistribute the item. You know, the company will miss a ream of paper. It's not your paper, it still belongs to the company. People no longer cheat. They just pad the account or maybe figure around with the figures. Pro-choice terminates the pregnancy, but an unborn still dies. The bottom line is people downplay or deny sin. This, I believe, is the focus of today's gospel. John doesn't focus on the sin, but on Jesus who takes away the sins. You know, all of us are fragile human beings. We all fall victim to various sins at various times in our lives. All of us are in need of Christ's forgiveness. And all of us are in need of Christ's salvation. Instead of downplaying our sinfulness or denying it, we should admit it and seek forgiveness from that Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There isn't a sin that can ever be forgiven. So what does all this have to do with you and me today? Well, if we are weak enough to sin, we should be humble enough to seek God's forgiveness. We should use that sacrament of reconciliation as Jesus intended us to use it. As Catholic Christians, and fortunate for us, we have this sacrament. How unfortunate for us if we neglect it. And unfortunate for us not to use that sacrament as Jesus intended us to use it. In a few minutes, we will join the choir in singing, "The Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us." Just think about it. Somewhere in the world, at Mass, Catholic Christians at this very moment are singing and saying Agnus Dei with us. You know, it doesn't get any better than that. I would like to close with a statement that I ran across, which I think sums up today's gospel. I have committed follies. I have a sensitive conscience, and I have done certain things in my life that I am unable entirely to forget. If I had been fortunate enough to be a Catholic, I could have delivered myself from them in confession, and after performing the penance imposed, receive absolution and put them out of my mind forever. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis.